The following is an exclusive original presentation of the 252 ESPN Radio Network.
The drive starts right now.
Starts right now.
Just living the dream.
Here's a guy who gets paid to talk.
Are you ready for the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment?
No, he didn't.
I'm doing a radio show, so what?
The most anticipated radio show ever.
Inside to Jeff Hamilton. Over to Whitney with a slap shot. He scored. And a rebound. A score.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And so with it, stick back, good!
Right on three! 1, 2, 3!
A very happy Tuesday. We welcome you into The Drive, East Carolina Sports Show on your ride home, weekday afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m., exclusively on the 252 ESPN Radio Network. Good afternoon, ESPN New Bern listeners on 103.9 FM and 1490 AM. Our ESPN Greenville listeners on 1570 AM, and you can always listen online. Just go to 252ESPN.com. And right there, just click play. Boom. You can listen anywhere on your smart device at 252ESPN.com, your laptops, all that stuff. However you listen, hope you're having a blessed, wonderful Tuesday. I'm your host, Mark Panicelli. I'm living the dream here in beautiful ENC, windy ENC today. And Tuesdays just didn't feel the same last week, but we're glad to have Daniel Bear back in. Daniel, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very nice. I could sit here and say that I was actually in Maui last week following the Tar Heels, but I was not traveling the state of North Carolina, but it was a very nice Thanksgiving. So hope yours was.
Oh, it was great. I appreciate that, too. Yeah, we're going to talk some Carolina basketball today because you and I were talking just before the show. You know, I still have my protest to some degree that so early. It's just weird that we are now the week after Thanksgiving, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like we already almost got a month of college basketball in, which is just a little weird feeling. But being what it is, the truth is, Carolina Tar Heel fans, I think you got to be excited about how this team looks right now. And we're going to talk about that today because I think there was some question. What was this team going to be like with what wasn't there anymore, with what move? I mean, let's face it, you know, Paige was fantastic, Bryce was fantastic, but you know, who was going to step up? Well, right now, it looks really good. Basketball looks really good, which is good because the football kind of broke your heart late in the season.
Oh, my goodness, two of those last 3 weeks were just terrible, especially to who they lost to. I mean, they lost to a bad Duke team. I mean, their only ACC win they got this year was against Carolina. And then, I mean, I hate to say it, but they lost to a bad NC State team. I mean, I know NC State's season could have changed with that if they would have made that field goal against Clemson and maybe things would be different. But, I mean, it wasn't a great NC State team. They needed the Carolina win just to get to 500. And so bad losses for Carolina. Again, it's one of those woulda, coulda, shoulda Carolina years. If you would have beaten those two teams, you'd be in the ACC championship right now. With the way Louisville has fallen apart, there is a chance you could maybe even be in an Orange Bowl. Who knows?
Yeah.
And so it's, other than that, you're just kind of left now at this point, just scratching your head, waiting for the Belk Bowl to invite you to their game. And
the Belk Bowl.
Look towards who's leaving next year and what will next season bring. So.
And I know, like, historically speaking, they haven't done well in that Belk Bowl. And I think it's because it's like a drive. I mean, they're going to ride the team bus. But they can literally get in their car and drive there. And it takes that sort of bowl experience away from these kids who, you know, again, it shouldn't be like that. I mean, I understand their football team. They've got to be motivated. But nonetheless, we'll discuss Carolina. We'll discuss the ACC Big Ten Challenge, which actually started last night. And the ACC needs to win this thing, right?
It'd be nice. One of these days.
Would be nice. So what, did they split last night?
Yeah, 1-1. Okay. Northwestern won, and then Florida State did. You know, Monday night's kind of like the Wednesday night of the ACC tournament. It's kind of like,
yeah.
It's nice.
The play-in, the first four?
Yeah, you kind of got to be a real diehard. They're not putting Duke or Carolina or Virginia or one of those teams on Monday night, I'm sorry to say.
But. Well, you know, and then, you know, maybe that's something to think about. I don't know. I mean, ESPN controls the rights. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, why would they put up the Carolina Duke game against Monday Night Football, which they also own? So I had this conversation with a friend of mine. He's like, you know, you've got all these teams. Why not put one of these good games on? And by the way, this is a Panther fan who has now proclaimed that it's college basketball season. So he was upset because he wasn't going to watch Monday Night Football. Football season's over. I don't care anymore. And I was telling him, listen, ESPN still, they're trying to promote this Packers-Eagles game. They're not going to put Duke Carolina on any of those games. Not that, again, I'm not quite sure Duke and Carolina, despite their popularity, would necessarily beat out Monday Night Football. But why take the viewers, whatever slight turn there would be, why, when you have Tuesday and Wednesday to do that? And they properly spaced it out. We had Duke tonight. Get Carolina tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about those games. Speaking of Monday Night Football, are the Packers back? Or, you know, do we just take this week to week at this point?
I think it's week to week. I saw a little thing about, is this now going to lead towards a special end to the season for the Packers? I don't think so. I don't think their defense is good enough. I think they took advantage of a bad Eagles team. I think the Eagles, that fast start they got off to is kind of really misleading, false hope for Eagle fans. I don't think they're very good. There's too many holes. But Aaron Rodgers, very good, and he can take that team extremely far on his shoulders alone. But I just don't think their defense is good enough that they're going to be contending for anything, you know, beyond maybe winning that division.
Yeah. I mean, the holes are there. And you're right about Philadelphia. And I would say still – I think you're feeling a little bit better than you could. Because when you're starting a rookie quarterback and a new coach, I mean, things can be San Francisco / Cleveland bad. It just transitions like that can be hard. So I still think Philadelphia is going to squeeze a win or two out of the last few games. And I still think they're ahead of schedule. I mean, ultimately, and I was talking about this earlier today with our GM about, you know, the Eagles, you know, Jordan Matthews is their best wide receiver, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you know, even Jordan, and I like Jordan, I think he's even got some room to get better. I mean, they lack some skill position players.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a little bit of help on the offensive line. They've got some defensive holes, too. But, I mean, I think they're further along than I thought that they were going to be, even though they're probably going to end up exactly where I thought they were, and that was going to be the fourth out of the four teams in the NFC East.
Yeah, Chip Kelly decimated. I mean, we've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
He's decimated that, you know, getting rid of McCoy, getting rid of DeSean Jackson. I mean, those are the skill position players that the Eagles need right now. I mean, Ryan Matthews is hurt, which happens every single year, it seems. You can't count on him to be your lead back. I mean, Smallwood, who played last night, you know, he's a rookie. I don't know what to expect out of him. Nelson Aguilar, who, again, you drafted him in the first round last year. He's looking terrible. I mean, he's looking like a complete bust. And so they've got to as well as their offensive line has kind of been pretty bad. So they've got a lot of holes they need to fix this offseason. I like what they did this past offseason with, you know, getting rid of a lot of players and getting some draft picks back for what you gave away for Wentz, because I really like Wentz. I think he's got a promising future for this team, and I like their defense is pretty good, and so they've got to improve on the offensive side to give Wentz some weapons that he can flourish with. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see again on the other side of that Green Bay how far they can go. I'm with you. Some holes on that defense, and there's, you know, Aaron Rodgers can be limited. We'll take it week to week. I know he's capable of amazing things. We'll see.
And who's running the ball for them still?
Oh, no, that's the biggest question.
Yeah.
I think when you're one-dimensional team, and I don't, you know, and even as good as that one dimension can be, teams will figure it out. It's ultimately why Cowboy fans, and I know this is tough. I know because everybody's got you number one in their power index everywhere. I still think the Cowboys are a beatable team. If there's a run defense that can contain Elliott better than anybody's done so far, I think the, and again, I like Prescott, and I could heap praise on Prescott. He looks really, really good. I'm very impressed, especially after playing the Redskins the second time, and I thought there'd be a little bit of catch up. And he played excellently. But I think Elliott's effectiveness in the running game, it hides the limitations of a young quarterback, and it's been phenomenal. Ultimately, that offensive line deserves all the credit. But I still say Cowboys are not – they're winning games, but they're not pummeling teams. They're just at that arm's length. You know, it's like we can just score more points than you. And ultimately, I think that's still – puts them in a vulnerable position. The real test is, you know, who is that team that can do it? And all the other teams have their own limitations, you know, one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of NFL left to play. I guess we got, what, 5 more weeks now after now that we've put the – is it 5? Yeah.
Yeah, and one good thing about this upcoming week, Cleveland Brown fans, you're not going to lose this week.
Oh, bye week has come to Cleveland. Wow.
Celebration.
It's been an awful, awful year. Hugh Jackson crying at the press conference. That was I mean, he wasn't like Mike Schmidt bawling, which I don't know if Mike was really bawling. It was kind of close to Mike Schmidt. You know, it was like, you know, kind of where you have that little, it's kind of still bad, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know. I mean, I kind of take the Tom Hanks philosophy. You know, there's no crying in professional sports. I mean, maybe a little bit. Sometimes, but I mean, that's as far as you can go. You can't go like T.O. That's my quarterback, man. You can't like whine, especially over something that really doesn't matter. I mean, I still trying to grasp why T.O. was so emotional back then. It was many years ago. There's probably some young listener that doesn't even know what I'm talking about, which is even insane. But it's true. We are going to have headlines today. Rebecca's still filling in for Carolina, who's still on vacation. I mentioned ACC Big Ten Challenge. Oh, and today those college football playoff rankings come out. I think we're pretty safe on what I think. I think we can accurately predict the top 4. But I think there's an interesting conversation about what could take place this weekend and what that might mean going forward for the college football playoff. So today should be a ton of fun. We'll go ahead and get that first break out of the way right now and see if we can't get Rebecca in here for headlines next.
This is The Drive with Mark Pinatelli.
Well, I've been howling in my sleep. You've been starring in my dreams. Lord, I'm at your time. I've been waiting in the hall. Been waiting on your call. Your phone rings. It's just a friend of mine to see. Hey, what's the matter, man? Better come around. Puerto Rican girl.